You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning again, and welcome to worship. We'll begin with our opening hymn, number 904, Blessed Jesus, at your word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. beloved in the Lord. Let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God, our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Turn to the yellow insert. We sing together the introit.
Glory be to God on high.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray.
Almighty and merciful God, by your gift alone, your faithful people render true and laudable service. Help us steadfastly to live in this life according to your promises and finally attain your heavenly glory through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Testament reading for this 12th Sunday after Trinity is from Isaiah chapter 29. Is it not yet a very little while until Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be regarded as a forest? In that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the poor among mankind shall exult in the Holy One of Israel. For the ruthless shall come to nothing, and the scoffer cease, and all who watch to do evil shall be cut off, who by a word make a man out to be an offender, and lay a snare for him who reproves in the gate, and with an empty plea turn aside him who is in the right. Therefore thus says the Lord, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob shall no more be ashamed, nor more shall his face grow pale. For when he sees his children, the work of my hands in his midst, they will sanctify my name. They will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob and will stand in awe of the God of Israel. And those who go astray in spirit will come to understanding, and those who murmur will accept instruction. This is the word of the Lord. Turn to the yellow insert again and sing together the psalm.
Thank you.
The epistle reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God, who has made us competent to be ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now if the ministry of death carved in letters on stone came with such glory that the Israelites could not gaze at Moses' face because of its glory, which was being brought to an end, will not the ministry of the Spirit have even more glory? For if there was glory in the ministry of condemnation, the ministry of righteousness must far exceed it in glory. Indeed, in this case, what once had glory has come to have no glory at all, because of the glory that surpasses it. For if what was being brought to an end came with glory, much more will what is permanent have glory. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened. His tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one, but the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute speak. The people were astonished beyond measure after this particular miracle. Jesus tenderly, compassionately healed a man who could not hear, he couldn't speak well. Some people had brought the man to Jesus because they heard that Jesus could heal and they cared about this man. He couldn't hear the voices of family and friends, let alone the word of the Lord. He was in this isolation, silent isolation, even when surrounded by people. And Jesus took the man aside privately, put his fingers in his ears, spit and touched the man's tongue. The man couldn't hear, but he knew what Jesus was doing, especially when Jesus looked up to heaven and sighed and appealed to God. And when Jesus spoke a command in Aramaic, "Ephphatha," be opened. And as Jesus, the God of creation, commanded, the man's ears were opened, tongue was released, and the man could hear and speak plainly, speak rightly. This miracle confirmed that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the one promised by prophets, including Isaiah, who we heard from today. And here he was in their presence. He had come into this fallen creation to make it new, to reverse the effects of the fall. It was too good to be true. People couldn't contain themselves. Even though Jesus charged them not to tell anyone, they did, and with zeal. The work of Jesus was astonishing as he demonstrated his creative powers through this and other miraculous healings. No matter what they had been through, no matter what they were going through, they could put their hope and their trust in him, in this Christ who has come. And they were astonished not only by the miraculous healings, but how they were done. He has done all things well. Jesus, the God of creation, present with them, was doing this powerful work personally and with compassion. He chose the means of touch and a word to heal this man. And Jesus chooses various means to continue his work today. He uses people to take care of the needs of people, showing compassion and personal care through us. You participate in this God's care for your neighbor as you serve your neighbor through your various vocations. Some of you serve or have served in healthcare positions, and it's through these positions that God provides literal hands-on care and healing. God works through parents to care for the needs of young children. God works through the adult children to care for the needs of elderly parents. And all the ways that we care for the needs of our neighbor, as Paul reminds us, our sufficiency comes from God, and he does all things well, even through us. But God does more than just attend to the needs of people in their lives here and now. He cares about our lives here and now, and he does care for us. But Jesus wants everyone to know who he is so that they trust in him and hope in him as Lord, as Savior. So by means of his word, Jesus opens ears and he opens hearts so that he may enter in and make people new. In the gospel account, notice how some unnamed people participated in the healing of the deaf man, in that they brought to Jesus, a man. These people cared enough about this deaf man to bring him to Jesus and to beg Jesus to lay his hand on the man. At some point in your life, someone cared enough about you to bring you to Jesus and to beg Jesus through prayer to lay his hand on you, to give you new life. For many of you, this happened when your parents brought you to church as a baby and asked to have you baptized. And Jesus touched you in the water and he opened your ears when his powerful words were spoken, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Because he does all things well, you were made new in him. And you trust him, you follow him. And he has given you the ability to speak rightly. So you confess him and all that he teaches, you pray and praise and you give him thanks. Some of us were brought to Jesus for the first time when we were older, and someone cared enough about us to bring us to Jesus when they spoke his word to us, invited us to church, and prayed that Jesus would lay his hand on us. And Jesus had compassion on us. He came to us personally, opened our ears, gave us new life. Our ears were open to the word of Christ so that we may know him and trust him and follow him. Without the ability to hear God's word, people cannot know Christ, know what he's done for them to save them from their fallen condition. So they'll hear their own thoughts, which are selfish, sinful, turned toward themselves. They may hear words from the world that offer vain promises and maybe temporary relief. They will hear the lies from the devil leading them away from God's Christ and his truth. Without Christ, they will remain isolated and without any hope, like the deaf man before Jesus opened his ears. After healing the deaf man, Jesus charged the crowd to tell no one. And they remarked how Jesus has done all things well. And indeed, he would continue to do all things well, but he had not yet done all the things that he had come to do. While Jesus would give sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf and speech to the mute in order to reveal who he was, he was not here just to do temporary physical healing. He had come to destroy the source of all sickness, death, and evil. And in order to do this, he would have to take these into himself on the cross. And he would not just open ears and eyes and lips. Through his death on the cross, he opened heaven itself to all who believe in him. The wonderful blessings the people were hoping for and excited about would require suffering and death of the Christ, the one who was ushering it in. And Jesus destroyed sickness, death, the power of evil by taking it on himself on the cross, where he bore all the punishment, all the affliction that we deserve. And he laid down his life because of his love for you, because the rules demanded it. Though to the world, Jesus' crucifixion may have seemed like a pathetic display by this so much heralded and highly anticipated Christ and King, it was God's glorious display of dominating power over evil. And his resurrection and ascension assures us that he does reign over all. Until Christ returns, we who have been given new life in him confess him to the world. He gives us his words to speak, to sing, to pray, to praise. He gives us the words of the gospel to proclaim that ears may be open and new life given by the power of the word. He puts needy people into our lives that he may care for them through us. God cares about their physical needs, so we do what we can to help take care of those. And God wants all to be saved, so we bring them to Jesus. We pray that he lay his hand on them. We speak God's word to them, knowing that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the words of Christ. We speak Christ's words to those who have never heard it and to those who have heard it but have since gone deaf. To those, something has caused their hearing and their hearts to harden. So they are, again, isolated. They know their condition isn't the way God desires, but they've lost their trust and their hope in Christ. but Christ remains faithful, and he has put you into their life. Like the unnamed people in the gospel account who brought the deaf man to Jesus, you can bring the spiritually deaf to church. This is where Jesus comes to us in his word to open our ears and to give us new life, and where we're given the ability and the words to speak and pray and praise him rightly. So invite those people to church where Jesus is so that he may open their ears and their hearts and bring them new life, even as he does for us. The man who was deaf and had a speech impediment experienced the power of Jesus and a taste of the healing that everybody will receive when Jesus returns. And this he assured us in his resurrection. And now that he has done all things well, there is no need for silence. We are free to tell everyone with zeal. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That the Lord who dwells in our midst by his means of grace would open our mouths to tell of his name and declare his praises. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the church, Jerusalem on high, our mother in Christ, until Christ is fully formed in us. For all pastors, that they may be faithful stewards of God's mysteries. And for all who bring the message of salvation to those who have not heard, let us pray to the Lord. For the church, that she would be a home for all nations and welcome them by baptism into his grace, and for our own homes, that they would be enriched with the joy of reconciliation. Let us pray to the Lord. For victims of violence and oppression, and for those who live with injustice and fear, let us pray to the Lord. For all nations and their leaders, that they may act for peace and promote godliness among all, let us pray to the Lord. For Vicky, Lynn, Anita, Lois, Louis, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Grant, Doris, Matthew, Megan, Melissa, Mark, Ethel, Dave, Peter, Fred, Harold, Joan, Jaden, Rick, Thorfinn, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, George, Ann, Dawn, Florence, and all who are in need of healing, that God would open them to his grace in Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who will partake this day of Christ's most precious body and blood in the sacrament of the altar, that they may discern his body and come to his table in humility and faith to receive the forgiveness of sins and salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For all the faithful, that with saints in light who have died trusting in the Savior, we also may receive our portion, let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We continue with the service of the sacrament on page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.